What's Up was it just a song I wrote in my bedroom, and my dog was jumping around. I had fleas all over my room, and I had no money. I was broke, and, you know, I gave my dog the food that was in the refrigerator, and my roommate would get mad at me because we would start, but the dog would be, you know, sad. I wrote that from a very obvious, you know, whatever the song is exactly how I felt when I wrote it.
Okay.
And, you know, so that was just a really great moment because, you know, you write these songs, and like I said, I just described where I was. And then I believe it was a year and a half, 2 years later, you know, people all over the world are singing it.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, that is like you can't plan for that emotion, you know, that hits you.
Right.
It's like, whoa, it's overwhelming. It's incredible. I could never get, that would never be, I could never get tired of that or be, you know, whatever, jaded about something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Again, why the business throws me off, too. It's like so many jaded people thinking that, oh, yeah, that, okay, whatever, you know. So it's like, you know, I want to keep it positive and, you know, it's a wonderful experience. I wrote a really honest song that a lot of people responded to, and then when it Beautiful, you know, came out, it was the same thing. I felt like that. I felt ugly. I felt insecure, but I wanted to reassure myself, wait a minute, no, I am beautiful, you know,
right.
And I can't listen to what people think, or even I can't even listen to what I think. I just got to stay strong, and you got to stay strong, and we all should stay strong. And so that song, you know, was really great, you know, with someone like Christina singing it, because, you know, you really got the understanding that here's this, you know, hot chick that's successful. You would think she has it all, but she's actually really depressed, insecure, and feels exactly the same way.
Yes.
You know, so I think that's why that song carried, you know, so far. If I would have sang that song, it wouldn't have went as far. But the fact that she sang it
right.
is why that song went as far as it did, because it was you didn't believe that this girl was thinking that way. Made it human.
Uh-huh.
It made it relatable, you know. And then at the party started, I mean, that was a joke, to be quite honest. I was trying to figure out, you know, how to run a drum machine and use, you know, technology, because I'm old school. I use tape and analog shit, and so I bought a bunch of, you know, digital equipment and had some fun and wrote that song, and literally, swear to God, in probably 10, 15 minutes as a full-on 100% joke. And then, but at the end of it, I start laughing, and I'm like, oh my God, this is like a fucking full-on dance hit. And
uh-huh.
then a week later, I met Alicia Moore,
right,
and she
right.
wanted to record it, and there that goes.